How about this coming from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler? Teddy Bridgewater pretty confident that he's going to have a multi-year deal from somebody paying him upwards, Joe, of $30 million a year. And look, Teddy Bridgewater.
But he's a starting quarterback in the league.
He is a starter in the league.
He is that.
But you have to wonder about the vacancies, right? Where exactly?
Yeah, where
that,
going?
To me, would be my question. Are we talking about the L.A. Chargers?
San Diego, to me.
Always San
They'll
Diego.
They'll always be San Diego.
They should still be in San Diego.
Right.
But that's the story for a different day.
Carolina?
What's happening with Cam Newton? See, to me, if you're Carolina,
right,
I almost think you're in a position. They don't want to do this with Matt Rhule, maybe.
Right.
Aren't they set up perfectly to tank for Trevor Lawrence next year? Clemson quarterback, Carolina kid. They just saw Luke Kuechly retire. They just lost Greg Olsen. Yeah. It's impossible to do. I mean, the Dolphins, Joe, would be the perfect example of why.
You know,
it's foolproof that it's going to work. It's not
tanking,
a given it's going to work.
Here's why tanking doesn't work in the NFL. Sure, maybe the front office wants to tank. Maybe they do. But the coaches, Rule's not going there to try to lose games. He's going to go there and try to win
and
games.
And the players want
to
win
and
games.
And the players, you have to. You can't play half-ass, if you will, in the NFL. You're going to get killed if you do. These guys are playing, and these guys are always going to play because they're always playing for their next contract or their next team no matter what. And like I said, you can't play, half speed in the NFL. You're going to be in trouble.
I think a guy like Bridgewater fits perfectly on a team that's ready to win.
How about the Patriots?
That would be interesting.
Right?
I don't think it's crazy. That would be interesting. Now,
if Brady doesn't come back, and I still think Brady
is. He's coming back.
Unless he retires.
He's not retiring.
Well, okay. Then he's got to come back to the Pats. Where else is he going?
Well, because the idea of Tom Brady
he's
being
going
with
to the Raiders.
Vegas
he's not going
Raiders,
to the Chargers.
Or the LA Chargers. I'll tell you
the
one
Tampa Bay Bucks. Where's he going?
I think Brady could work is Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think
Tennessee
you could sell
sense.
Me on Mike
yes,
Vrabel being
you
there.
Win there.
Top-notch running
right,
game.
Right.
Very yeah, good defense.
Right, right.
He could go there and
weak
be in a
division,
front
not
team.
A great division.
The idea
I don't
of
love
Tom
the division.
Brady now
I
going to
the
West Coast,
the playoffs.
He's going to play Patrick Mahomes twice. Tom, you're the greatest of all time.
Bro,
guess what you're going
to
lose?
He's 42 years old. He's not the same quarterback anymore.
No.
His best chance to win, to me, is still with Belichick. Where else is it?
Well, and if you're the Patriots, too, it's like the idea of, you don't want to pay a quarterback, whatever, $31, $32 million a year. But where exactly are you going? I mean, I hear the names. Oh, God.
Philip Rivers?
Andy Dalton. I can't see
Teddy
Philip Rivers
Bridgewater?
There. See, Bridgewater, though, Joe,
right.
at least because of his age,
right.
you
right.
can kind of, like, sell the fan base on, this guy can grow, this guy can get better, we can now go spend money in a variety of different places. Anybody think, as good as Belichick is, the best to ever do it as far as I'm concerned.
No, there's no question.
You think Belichick's winning a Super Bowl with Andy Dalton? I don't. So what is the point? If you're the Patriots, then it... If
I don't know how good they are anymore, bro. I really don't. I mean, as great a coach as Belichick is, I think as long as he's there, he's always going to have a team that's going to be competing for, play. He's not going to have a team that's going to go 2-14.
No way.
He'll never have that. He's too good of a coach. He's going to win with – he'll be competitive.
He'll make
he'll
it
win
work.
With whoever he has. But I don't know about Super Bowls anymore. You know what I mean? I don't know about that.
Well, you got a 40-some-year-old quarterback.
Right. Right.
And you have seen the team kind of get
his defense
attacked.
Was okay. His defense wasn't as good. The defense built its reputation early in the year
on a lot of bad teams. Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins when
the
they were
Jets
a mess.
Twice.
The Jets.
Once without
the
Donald.
The Giants.
Right.
Awful
That's
schedule.
Exactly right.
And at the end of the year, they played the top
Washington,
teams.
Washington. They beat the Redskins. All these. Right. And then as they started getting the tougher competition, things started to change.
Well, let's be honest.
They started getting
last
exposed.
Last game of the year.
They got exposed.
They got exposed by Fitzpatrick. And Stephon Gilmore, who won Defensive Player of the Year, got torched by Devontae Parker.
You're right.
Their pass rush
wasn't
as good.
And look at the teams they lost to. They lost to Houston. They lost to Kansas City.
Baltimore.
Baltimore. And then eventually lost to the Titans. So they lost to all the good teams in the conference beat them at the end of the day.
But it hurts Joe so much when you don't have the weapons that they've had in the past.
They don't have it.
And you watched Brady. How many times could he go on third down and say, not only do I have Julian Edelman, I got Gronk.
Right.
I got Danny Amendola.
Right.
I got guys you can trust.
Right.
They made the move for Mohamed Sanu. I thought he'd be a slam dunk there. He was awful.
Yeah. Well, he's on the downside.
N'Keal Harry couldn't catch cold.
I never thought they'd – look, watching Bill all the years with Belichick all the years, it never seemed to matter. As long as he was there and Brady was there, it never seemed to matter who was coming and going. But Gronkowski killed him. Gronkowski, they missed big time.
Well, because you can't replace that.
I mean, he's one of the great tight ends
of
all time.
Can't replace that.
Him, they really, really missed.
Well, I think the Patriots struggling on offense especially down the stretch, only adds and enhances the legacy of Rob Gronkowski. And he has this reputation, being a party animal.
Yeah, he's one of the great tight ends ever.
But doing it all, Joe, not just as a receiver, as a blocker.
Right.
The guy's tough as nails. And you take that out of the offense. That's why if I'm the Patriots, I'm Tom Brady, I'm going back there. I'm saying, look, I'm going back. How you dressing tight end? Yeah. How you dressing wide receiver? Yeah. I am not coming back to this team and playing with this same cast of characters.
But I just don't see, well, like you said, Tennessee. I do agree Tennessee would probably, even maybe more than New England now, give him a best chance to win. I just don't see him not playing for them. I have a hard time buying that, you know?
No, and I'm not going to buy the Raiders.
Nah,
and I'm not
going
to buy the Chargers. I think the interesting veteran to watch.
He could never win. He's not winning it.
No, he could go there. He's cashing a paycheck.
Right.
Unless his priority, Joe, is I'm cashing a paycheck. I don't care.
Right.
And I'm going to live out in the West Coast. I'm going to make $35 million, $40 million a year. And it is what it is.
Right.
But anything you know about Tom Brady would lead you to believe otherwise. Now, that's not what he's about.
He wants to win.
He's taking less money for years.
Right, right.
Now, all of a sudden, now the number one priority is making money. And, oh, by the way.
Not that he doesn't have plenty.
He has plenty. His wife has plenty.
Right, right.
So it's not like he's sitting for his supper. I think you look at Rivers as the veteran quarterback. I'm intrigued.
In New England?
If there's going to be a taker. Where could Philip Rivers
end up? Well, he's another guy
that
you could put in Tennessee, too.
See, I think if Tennessee doesn't go with Brady, they're sticking with Ryan Tannehill.
Maybe.
Why not?
He's
mobile.
He should.
He wants to stay.
He doesn't win games on his own, though. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he's not a guy that's going to win games on his own.
Sure, but is Philip Rivers at this point? I don't think so. I don't think so, Joe.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think he's completely done, to be honest with you. I think he's done.
Maybe.
Like, I'm hearing the Colts as a potential buyer for Rivers.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I don't.
You know, I think Jacoby Brissett got exposed for what he really is, which is a solid backup quarterback. That's what he is.
And that's why, if I'm Indianapolis, that's what's going to be so fascinating about this buildup and this lead up to the draft. Who is making the plays for the quarterbacks? We know the Bengals, odds are, in on Joe Burrow, and he's going to be the first pick unless he pulls
the
Eli.
You would think so.
Then you get to Tua, and I think the obvious ideal.
You love
ideal,
Tua yet, huh?
I love him.
I'd be
him.
Worried about it, man.
The injury is scary.
I'd be very concerned.
But, Joe, he's the most accurate quarterback prospect we've seen
also
in a long time.
Also play with Alabama.
Doesn't matter at all.
Not exactly. You know, you got to go back to Joe Namath and Kenny Stabler. For the last time you had, like, an Alabama quarterback that was the real deal.
But I can't have that mindset with every team.
But I'm just saying.
I mean, you weren't going to have it with Sam Darnold. You know what I mean?
No, that's true.
USC quarterbacks didn't exactly hit the, you know, light the world on fire.
No, they have not.
To me, it's about the prospect.
Sanchez did win four playoff games for my team.
He did. And that, oh, by the way.
It was never coached properly.
Will go down as one of the more holy blank sports-like oddities that we look back on 20, 30 years ago.
That's why, you know, I'm a big Rex guy. I love Rex. And you know that's why Rex, to me, even though he wasn't coached properly, you got to give Rex more credit than he gets for winning four playoff games with Mark Sanchez as quarterback.
And not just
with the
four.
Way Sanchez is the butt of jokes all the time for that stupid butt fumble.
Which is not fair.
Of course it's not.
It's not fair.
Of course.
And not only four playoff games, Joe. Think about the competition.
Of course.
He beat
Manning. Well,
Manning.
Brady. All on a road.
On a road.
All on a road.
All right, the only patsy was what?
The Bengals.
The Bengals.
Right.
Which is a game I think everybody and the mother expected to win because they smoked them in week 17.
They did.
I can't look at quarterbacks, though, and say, oh, they came from this program.
No, I know.
The history is bad.
Tua
can make every throw.
I just worry about the injuries with this guy. Is this what he's going to be? You know what I mean? I'm a little worried about it.
I would like
to have seen him play another year at Bama, to be honest with you.
See, I think for him, though, that does absolutely no good.
Yeah, probably not.
He's a top 10 pick anyway.
Except to show you that he's healthy.
Yeah, but he's getting the money.
So you want him in Miami.
I want him in Miami, but here's the roadblock I could see. Two things. One, what are the Lions doing? Are the Lions going to move on from Matthew Stafford?
You want Stafford?
I like Stafford. I want the Dolphins drafting a quarterback. I do. I don't want to go down the road of going with another 30-something-year-old quarterback. I want to draft one, and I want to get it right.
No, you want your own guy.
I want my own guy.
I understand that.
I want to draft my own guy. I want to develop my own guy. I want to have the ability that teams have. You know, you've seen this now with the Vikings. The Vikings are paying Kirk Cousins all this money. What happens to a good team? It starts to erode because of the salary cap. The beauty of drafting a quarterback early is that he's making no money.
You need to win more than one playoff game.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Cousins now.
Yeah, exactly. He won the playoff game, but the second week he got totally exposed by a much better Niner team.
Much better.
But You're going to see that with the Vikings now. They're going to get weaker and weaker with their team.
Yeah, maybe.
Because
maybe.
They have to say goodbye to veterans.
Well, that's why the pressure's on the Jets to win soon, because Donald's going to have to get paid eventually.
And when you pay him, you better have the quarterback where he's the top player in the league.
And I still don't know what he is. To be honest with you, I still don't know what Donald is.
No,
I think he's
going to
be good. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, but I don't know. I don't know that yet. I got to see it.
Well, because last year he missed, what, the first couple of weeks
with
the mono.
Thing, I think the one thing that bodes well for him is that in the 2 years he's been on a team, they're 0-6 when he doesn't play.
I like that.
They haven't
like
won
that.
A game when he doesn't play.
And then he comes back and they play much better.
There's something. Now, he had that terrible game against the Patriots, the Ghost game. I still don't understand what went on there. But, I mean, you know, overall he played pretty well.
He had that 3 week stretch.
Except for the game he didn't show up against the Bengals.
Jaguars. Dolphins. Well, the whole team didn't show up.
Right.
They were as flat as
could be. I've seen that all the time.
Yeah.
How many times have I seen that happen?
Well, I bet the Bengals that.
Well, I mean, it was money.
You knew it. I think I saw you that week. We said it was an absolute lock.
Just like I knew they beat the Raiders, I knew they'd lose that game.
So you were that confident in the Raiders? What game were you more confident in, the Raider game or the Bengal game?
I was kind of close in both, to be honest with you. I knew they beat the Raiders. I knew the Raiders were ripe for the taking. I didn't think they were that good. They were coming into the Jets actually played well at home. They had a win. They were 5-3 at home. They won, what, their last four in a row at home. So they actually played well at home. The Raiders were coming, you know, they were coming all the way across country, 1 o'clock game. They were ripe to be beaten.
And that's going to be the fascinating debate for years now in New York, Joe. Giants have a first-year quarterback with Jones. Showed you some good things in his first year. What can he do going into year two?
I think the upside, I'll be honest about this. I think the upside, and I'm not saying the Jets can't win a championship with Donald. I think the upside is better for Jones.
I can understand that. After what he showed in his first year.
I think the
year?
Upside for Jones is better.
And who saw that coming watching him at Duke?
No.
I didn't.
Well, I mean, you know what? Because who knows about these guys at college, bro? What do we know? We don't know anything.
Well, it's weird, Joe.
I mean,
because,
come on, how many Heisman Trophy winners couldn't play in the NFL?
But because then you see a guy like Watson, though. I watched Watson in college, and I was fairly confident
Watson
he'd thrive in the NFL.
I was a big Watson guy.
Because when I see you
when
do
you
it
beat against
Alabama you nailed it.
Twice.
When you go up against that defense
2 years in a row
and win.
In a championship game. 2 years in a row he did it.
Opens my eyes.
Even though they won only one, but he put how many points on a board 2 years in a row against that team? So that's telling you that's an NFL defense. So, of course.
But on the flip
loved
side,
Watson.
Mahomes. Guy
didn't
was
know.
Playing on 500 teams
Mahomes.
In Texas Tech.
Who knew about Mahomes?
Anybody see this guy becoming
Lamar
the best quarterback in the league?
Who knew Lamar was going to turn out to be what he is?
I didn't.
Now, I think we got to calm down a little bit with Lamar, because what's going to happen now this year is that you're going to see teams now start to catch up a little bit with Lamar.
I agree with that.
Now, we saw what Tennessee did with Lamar at the end. We saw how they were ready for him, okay? And, you know, he still put big numbers up that day, but they put 12 points on the board.
Well, they were a front-running team. The Ravens were a front-running team all year. They got hit in the mouth
because
early
in that
game.
Because he's not the kind
of
quarterback that's going to be able to come from behind and beat you.
Like Mahomes, where you throw it a
ton. Mahomes is a different world.
He's the best, hands down.
He's the best quarterback in football right now.
He's the best player
Mahomes.
In the league.
I'll take it that far. I always separate quarterbacks and everybody else.
Okay.
But the best quarterback in football is Mahomes.
Hands down.
No doubt.
Hands down.
No doubt about it.
That's going to be fun to watch. Darnold Jones.
Yeah.
And the agita that the Jets will provide you.
Oh,
that's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's constant agita.